Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Large tech companies are stepping up the pressure to build hyperscale data centers to house the processing power for data storage and generative AI. Native environmentalists warn data center companies are only looking to take advantage of tribe sovereignty and resources. Ashley Litka is the co-director of the Sovereignty and Self-Determination Department for Honor the Earth. She is absentee Shawnee Tribe and Oglala Lakota and says a combination of land, resources, and governance structures is what puts tribal nations on big developers' radar.
Tribal nations have a lot to offer for developers who are looking for vast amounts of land. A lot of our tribes, especially our Plains Nations and tribes in Oklahoma, have vast stretches of land on our jurisdiction, and a lot of that is rural, so it's undeveloped. And then we also have access to resources. Some of us are water rich, not necessarily here in Oklahoma, but other places do have access to water, whether that be in South Dakota or Montana. And we also have tribal sovereignty, which in some ways can be used to move around some of the regulations or restrictions that are coming from the state or from even the federal level, even though we have seen a lot of those federal regulations rolled back, the gutting of NEPA, and a push for hyperscale data centers from the administration. So yeah, we definitely have the land, we have the resources, and we have the sovereignty.
Litka says the environmental risks posed by large-scale data centers outweigh any potential benefits they may bring to tribal nations. The Muskogee Nation was approached by an outside company that had their eye on a tract of tribal land. Cheyenne McNeil is an editorial fellow at Mother Jones, and she is Kohari. She published an article, "In Indian Country, Data Centers Come with a Familiar Threat of Colonialism. These organizers are fighting back." It profiled the Muskogee data center situation. She says tribes are being pitched an opportunity that may not fully reflect the real risks or long-term outcomes.
The Office of Indian Energy Policy and Programs has been hosting these webinars, sort of telling tribal leaders how they can get into the data center game. And they do like make the distinction. There are all these different kinds of data centers, but it's just on like this government website. They kind of have this overview of what tribes can do to get involved. They're kind of playing down some of like what a data center is. So it's like, oh, this is just like a room with a bunch of computers. And we know that not every data center is going to be quite that small. So they're offering help getting the infrastructure in place. Just kind of like, if you do this, like we can help you this way. But I've attended some of the webinars and they're just, we know it's not for everyone, but this is what it could mean. A lot of experts and like research I've read are saying these data centers are pretty much going to be bad for the local communities that surround them. There aren't a lot of benefits that tribal communities would actually have. And so some of these benefits that we're hearing and that are being sold aren't actually going to be like long lasting like tribal communities or rural communities might hope.
Another Native environmentalist that is skeptical of hyperscale data centers is Dr. Karen Jarrett Snyder. She's a professor of applied indigenous studies at Northern Arizona University. She is Choctaw and says data centers could worsen existing water scarcity and impact tribes indirectly, even if those projects aren't located on tribal land.
It's not just on the nation, but there are up and downstream effects. So someone could locate a data center, not necessarily on indigenous lands, but affecting indigenous lands. And water doesn't know jurisdictional boundaries. You can put a data center in some place and that may be, we'll call it a water hog, that may use a great deal of water, be one of those that uses up to 5 million gallons a day, or maybe it's only using 1 million gallons per day. And even if it's not on tribal lands and not coming out of their water allocations, there's only so much water to go around. And right now, southwestern states and communities are already looking at shortages for the Colorado River water because we've had several winters where we just haven't had the precipitation that approaches normal levels.
Dr. Jarrett Snyder says one major concern with large-scale data centers powering generative AI is their growing energy demand. She points to findings from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory estimating that by 2030, a single large-scale data center could consume as much energy annually as 22,000 households. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices,